As someone who lives and breathes college football, I can promise you that this season will bring the mayhem. You'll feel it during huge wins and heartbreaking losses, on game-winning drives, or on drives that end in a post-game fender bender. This season, I'm teaming up with Allstate to highlight these key moments to let fans know if mayhem can show up on game day, imagine what can happen the rest of the week.
For expert advice, call your local agent today.
Hello, Jonathan Hood in for Ian Fitzsimmons. I'm Freddie Coleman. Together we are Freddie and Fitzsimmons, presented by Progressive Insurance on the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as iHeartRadio. You can always reach us on Twitter anytime you want. We love to see exactly what you have to say at Coleman ESPN and at Tweet J Hood. So Draymond Green is going to be out for tomorrow's game versus Dallas. No, he and Kevin Durant did not get into it again. He did not go sulking off. He has a toe injury. He's going to take an extra day to make sure that's going to be right. And plus, they're playing the Dallas Mavericks. I think they're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Although, based on that tone of Jonathan Hood's voice, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But you brought up something to me before we got started tonight about Kevin Durant, best in a generation of NBA. What did you mean by that?
I think that over the years in the NBA, we have seen great players. I mean, in the modern day right now, we see LeBron James as the face of this generation. We saw that with Michael Jordan. We saw that with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. You know, every decade, every basketball generation, Freddie, we see a face of the game. And LeBron James has a four-year deal with the Lakers. I don't know if he's going to play past those 4 years, but someone else has to be able to take the torch. And I still believe that Kevin Durant has some really great years left in him, but will he ever be considered the face of the NBA if LeBron James walked away from the game today? We talk so much about the Warriors and Steph Curry. We talk about so many terrific players across the landscape of this NBA, but I'm wondering whether Kevin Durant will ever be considered the man, the face of the NBA. And I'm not sure that he will be based on his resume, Oklahoma City and now with Golden State.
I don't think he cares or wants that responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hear what you're saying in terms of anytime being the second banana is not a bad deal unless you're not winning championships. Then it really, really stinks. Believe me, as a New York Knicks fan, Patrick Ewing all those years was going to be second banana in the East. And you knew his team was never going to get past the Chicago Bulls. And even the 2 years that Jordan was out, a year and a half he was out, Patrick Ewing and the New York Knicks still could not break through and do that because it wasn't in the cards for him. At least Kevin Durant does not have to worry about that. That he has not only before he went to Golden State, he had an NBA Finals appearance with Oklahoma City before they lost in 5-2 the generational player. That is LeBron James. To me, when it comes to Kevin Durant being the best, there's always going to be enough of an ego with a great player that he believes on any given day that he's better than LeBron James. Anthony Davis said it before the season from the Pelicans, that he believes he's the best player in the NBA. And whether somebody called him out or did not call him out was immaterial to him because he believes he's the best. I believe that Kevin Durant, when he's on the basketball court, that he believes he's the best player in the league. And anytime he's had a chance to have a showdown with LeBron James lately, we saw what he did to him in the NBA Finals last year and the year before that, where he was the best player on the floor. Although you can make an argument. Last year, I thought Steph Curry should have gotten the MVP of the NBA Finals because his numbers were better than Kevin Durant. I thought Kevin Durant won the MVP by his performance in Game 4, what he did, his performance in Game 3, what he did, and Steph Curry had a terrible Game 3. That cinched the deal. But to me, Curry's numbers were better than Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, when it comes to generation best or whatever, he understands that he's always going to be below LeBron James. That doesn't mean he has to accept it. And I give him credit for not accepting it. The question is, if you're not going to accept that, do you go somewhere else and be the man again, or do you stay where you are? That pocket right now is still empty with Kevin Durant, and no matter what decision that he makes, he's going to get killed for it one way or the other.
Yes, just the way it is today. You're right about that. You look at the resume of him with Oklahoma City, and he was the beta personality to the alpha dog in Russell Westbrook.
Sure.
Being with Golden State, being with such a talented team, at the time of the free agency, Freddie, I've always been this way for me, from my standpoint. You go where you want to go because the operative word is free when it comes to free agency. You are free to go wherever you want to go. No matter, again, there's going to be criticism either way, but if you want to go someplace and you feel feel that you're going to go to a place that's going to enhance your chances of getting an NBA championship, then you go ahead and do what you want to do. You do what's best for you. Don't worry about us as fans. Mm-hmm. I just look at Kevin Durant as someone that I enjoy watching. And I guess for me as a sports fan, the thing that I love most about athletes is there are some athletes across sports that if they do things that look effortless, as if they're not even trying, it just comes natural to them. That's, you can't say that for everybody, but there are certain players that we have seen over the years in sports be like, man, it looks like he just rolled out of bed and just was able to score 40 points. Mm-hmm. Man, Ken Griffey Jr. scaling the wall to be able to take away a home run. Just effortless. When they are on the playing surface. And the same thing with Kevin Durant. I love his play, but Kevin Durant just seems to me, whether it's from a fan standpoint, media standpoint, or just seeing with the team, he just doesn't seem happy. And I would love for him to be the face of this league, but there's so many other guys, the Giannis's, the ADs, as you mentioned, the Steph Curry's, and there's so many other guys to come that's going to possibly take that mantle after LeBron's gone. I just don't know if KD will ever be that guy.
Jonathan Hood in for Ian Fitzsimmons with me, Freddie Coleman on Freddie and Fitzsimmons, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio. With more than 30 unique coverage options available, Progressive knows small business. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. Kristen Joho. Christian, I hope I got your last name right. If I didn't, my apologies. He hit us on Twitter at Coleman ESPN and at Tweet Jay Hood. If LeBron were to walk away tomorrow, I bet either Anthony Davis or Giannis would be the face of the league over Kevin Durant. That's true, but I got a better one. Steph Curry would be the face of the league in the NBA. Because other than LeBron James, and even maybe depending on where he goes, even more than LeBron James, when Steph Curry plays, there's so many young kids that have his jersey. Mm-hmm. I've seen him go to opposing buildings, and he has turned that crowd against their basketball team. I went to see him play against the Knicks 3 years ago. I could not believe how much that sounded like a Golden State Warriors home game. Now, granted, the Knicks were terrible. No one expected anything. But usually when an enemy player comes to your building, other than Michael Jordan, they don't turn your building against you like that. He did that even more than when LeBron did it, when LeBron was with Cleveland, the Miami Heat. I'm thinking, well, man, Steph Curry is larger than even I thought when it comes to that standpoint. And even on that basketball team, as great as Kevin Durant is, and you're right, how effortless he makes scoring look, he is one of the prime scorers that the league has ever seen, the way he's been that efficient as a scorer. More efficient than Kobe Bryant, more efficient than just about anybody else in NBA history other than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Will Chamberlain. Michael Jordan was a great shot maker. He wasn't that efficient compared to Kevin Durant, where Kevin Durant can get 40 points and take maybe 18, 19 shots. Mm-hmm. But on that basketball team, the impact that Steph Curry has, it's like night and day compared to Kevin Durant. And you saw it last night against Houston. Kevin Durant got up to a slow start. If Steph Curry's on that court, start making threes, it just feels different. As efficient as he is, his impact shots to me are not the same as Steph Curry and his impact shots. That's why if LeBron walked away tomorrow, I think Steph Curry would be more of the face of the league than Anthony Davis or Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, that's more than fair because, and I saw this in Chicago and saw it in Milwaukee, when the Warriors come in, it's like a Beyonce or Drake concert because they come in because they're just so overwhelming. People love to see that talent. And so, and you probably see this in your gym, like I see it in mine, right? It's like the young person, instead of just when he's in the basketball court, when he's just trying to practice layups and then go back a little further and go foul line extended and go to three, mm-hmm. they start off shooting it from the moon because they are they're trying to emulate what they see with Steph Curry.
Absolutely.
Young people want to shoot it from the hash mark when you and I would just try to go lay up right. in the lane, free mm-hmm. throw circle, foul line extended just to get warmed up. No, their warm up is from half court mm-hmm. and they get that from Steph Curry.
Yeah, and he does the shimmy. I know it drives a lot of people crazy, but I've seen plenty of young players, even in college basketball, hit a big three. And they do the shimmy like Steph Curry. They don't do the shimmy at the free throw line like Kevin Durant does. Brian in Long Beach at 888-729-3776. Brian, what do you have to say about this with Freddie Coleman and Jonathan Hood on Freddie and Fitzsimmons?
Hey, fellas. I think there's one way KD can elevate himself over LeBron and maybe be the face of the league is if he does join the Lakers this offseason. Let's say he joins them and next year this team wins 60-plus games. Possibly a league MVP, maybe a finals MVP, and they win the championship. I mean, he would be that piece that I mean, that could put him above LeBron in some ways.
Well, Brian, we appreciate the phone call, but I think to Freddie's point, what face of the league do we know was ever Robin and not Batman? I mean, we know a lot of Alfreds. There's a lot of Alfreds in the league too, but how many Robins do we know that was the face of the league? Usually that mantle is for Batmans more so than Robins.
It's always going to be that way because stars matter. I'm a Scottie Pippen fan. He's in the Basketball Hall of Fame because he was a great player, but he was always the Robin to the Batman. Mm-hmm. That was Michael Jordan. That doesn't mean that that's a bad thing. You had two Robins between Karl Malone and John Stockton, and the Utah Jazz were never able to win a championship because the main Batman they couldn't get past when that guy was Michael Jordan. Even if Kevin Durant went to the Los Angeles Lakers, he's still going to be in LeBron's orbit. He's going to be in LeBron's galaxy. It's not going to be the other way around because that's the way that it's going to be when you're in that kind of box where LeBron James is the one controlling everything. When he decided to go to the Lakers, that was major network news, not just in sports, but even across many, many platforms. Kevin Durant left to go from Oklahoma City to Golden State. It sent shockwaves, but it didn't make CNN. It didn't make headline news. LeBron goes to L.A. That was all over the place. That was talking about Good Morning America, Today's Show, CBS This Morning. It wasn't the same thing for Kevin Durant. Maybe Kevin Durant's okay with that because he's so consumed with basketball. But if he wants more, then he has to realize that it's not going to happen unless he goes somewhere else. And he's clearly told us, Jonathan, that he doesn't want to do that to be the main guy on that basketball team.
Look what Shannon wrote on our screen. In late game situations, Pippen was Robin to Tony Kukoc in 94.
Really?
You just had to bring up that. You just had to bring up the sitting out the 1.8 seconds. How do you do that to ESPN Scottie Pippen? How do you do that, Shannon?
Because he can, and Scottie Pippen is 2,500 miles away. That's why.
It happened. Yeah. All facts. Hashtag facts only.
Yeah. If the jump was in Bristol, he'd be coming down there to see you right now.
And as a Knicks fan, believe me, if they didn't call that foul on Scottie Pippen, the Knicks still would not have beaten the Chicago Bulls in a playoff series with or without Michael Jordan. So thank the referees for that situation.
Too.
Yeah, it did. Thanks to the referees who were probably paid off. They were probably Tim Donaghy when it's all said and done.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, don't look at me that way. Come on.
Don't diss Hugh Holland.
Have I said too much? Have I gone too far? Jonathan Hood in for Ian Fitzsimmons with me, Freddie Coleman. I'm Freddie and Fitzsimmons. Who has underachieved more this year between Minnesota, Atlanta, or Dallas? That's next.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth. Teenagers can communicate entirely in emojis.
How was the birthday party? Pizza slice, kitten, soccer ball, pineapple?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
What are you talking about? Paperclip, shoulder shrug, high five, wizard hat? What?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm Freddie Coleman. He's Jonathan Hood in for Ian Fitzsimmons. Together on Freddie and Fitzsimmons on Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app presented by Progressive Insurance. For teams this Sunday in the National Football League, it could be a last stand situation. I firmly believe that the Dallas Cowboys playing the Atlanta Falcons. I firmly believe that with a team along the lines of the Philadelphia Eagles as they take on the New Orleans Saints. By the way, good luck to them trying to deal with that football team as hot as they've been. It seems like it was eons ago that the Saints lost opening day to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But I look at three teams. We have Dallas and Atlanta. Dallas, they play each other, as I mentioned. Dallas is 4-5, and the Atlanta Falcons, they're 4-5. You have the Minnesota Vikings playing on Sunday Night Football. They're 5-3-1, not that far behind the Bears, but many people believe this is going to be their division. And it's going to be the division alone in the NFC North. So, Jonathan Hood, which team has underachieved more? Minnesota, even though they have a winning record, Dallas Cowboys, or the Atlanta Falcons, both at 4-5?
You know, it's a great question, and that's why you posed it. I want to be right about the Vikings. You see, for a living, when we make these predictions and we say that, hey, you know, this team it seems destined for the Super Bowl, I want to be right about the Vikings.
Right.
I still very well could be right. I just, I look at their losses and they're not horrible, Freddie. I think the loss to the Bills obviously is a kind of a setback. The tie against the Packers, not saying that was necessarily a winnable game where they can, you know, go away and beat the Packers, but I just thought that those two games I had circled and said, boy, that wasn't great. The loss against the Saints, you're going to lose against the Saints. Saints because the Saints are really great offensively. And as good as the Vikings are, the Saints are just that much better with their offense. But I look at that Atlanta Falcons team because before the season, I kind of thought, man, look what they did in the draft. Look what they are going to bring back. I thought this is going to be one of the most prolific offenses that we're going to see. As we marvel at the Saints and marvel at the Rams, I thought the Falcons would be right in that same conversation as a team that would be over 500 vying for a conference championship. But you look at Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, you take a look at Mohamed Sanu, you kind of thought, man, this offense is going to be loaded, and it's just not working out that way for the Falcons.
By the way, Kasim Smith on Twitter agrees with you at Coleman ESPN and at Tweet Jay Hood, part of the 1-800-Flowers.com Twitter feed. It's clearly Atlanta, according to Kasim. Obviously, they have similar talent to Kansas City and New Orleans. Too bad you can't put Dallas's defense with Atlanta's offense. Reed Wilson has another one. He went, Philly. The answer is the Eagles, the E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles. Well, that's a good team in terms of underachieving. When it comes to Philadelphia, and I picked Dallas to win the division, the NFC East, before the season got started, mainly because I thought Philadelphia had a great run last year as a good football team. But I didn't think they were that much better than anybody else coming into this season in the NFC East. That's why I think Dallas has underachieved more than the other two. You're right about Atlanta with their offense, and their defense should be better, but it isn't. But I'm thinking, okay, Dallas, I thought their defense would be better. I didn't see this. They have a top-of-the-line defense this year because Jalen Smith and Leighton Vander Esch have been tremendous in the middle of that defense. They lose Sean Lee. Leighton Vander Esch gets in the game. Leighton Vander Esch gets in, and they haven't missed a beat. The back four has been solid, and they get after the passer. They stop the run. Their defense has been a top-10 defense. And I thought if they were even a top-15 defense with this offense, that this team should win the NFC East. Well, that defense is more than held at their end of the bargain, but to me, Dallas and their play calling has not been able to do that. And that's why it was so maddening and frustrating to see what they did last Sunday night. They were so creative with their formations, Jonathan. They were so creative with their play calling. I'm thinking, I know the offensive line misses a lot with Travis Frederick. I clearly understand that. But now you add in Amari Cooper, but you should have had this mentality earlier in the season by making sure guys were not able to be quickly found. Okay, where's Cole Beasley? Right there. Okay, we know where he is. Oh, where's the, I know you have top flight receivers, but I've seen other teams not have that, Jonathan, and they move them around so you don't know where they are. They finally did that when they got Amari Cooper, and I said, what in the blank took you so long to do that if you are the Dallas Cowboys? That's why, to me, out of those three, they've underachieved the most this year. They should be better than 4-5.
I watched the Cowboys and watched that game on Sunday, and you know what stood out to me? Smiles and relaxed and they look confident. Not competent. Let's put that to the side. I'm talking about confident. They look like that they belong. They didn't look like they were on their heels. Mm-hmm. Their offense was going well. I love to see Elliott run the football. Look at how well he played in that game. But again, underachievement at 4-5. Almost Bengals like.
The Bengals don't the Bengals don't underachieve at 4-5. That's just who they are. That's not underachieving. That's standard operating procedure.
I love getting
with that football team. You can't put a team that has never won a Super Bowl in the same category of underachievement with the Dallas Cowboys or being that. No, I'm not buying that. No, you're not doing that to me, man. I'm leaving that right alone. You know what?
Blood pressure, bro.
See, I'm not even going there. I'm just not doing that.
I love getting your blood pressure up on a Friday.
Oh, no.
The Cowboys. It was a nice, smooth 120 over 80 until you start working with me.
When you keep it real, goes wrong.
That's how I feel right there, man. No, not the kid. Not tonight. You got me earlier with that whole foolishness.
They should be a lot better than 4-5. Man, sure. They're going to be out of the playoffs just like Cincinnati or Cleveland.
Well, put it this way. I knew Cincinnati and Cleveland could be out of the playoffs anyway. If they are out of the playoffs, if they finish 7-9 and 8-8, there's no way Jerry Jones has to bring back Jason Garrett. There's no way he should bring back Jason Garrett. But if they go 8-8 and maybe they finish a game behind first place, watch him bring back Jason Garrett for next year. Watch.
Why? And the reason why is because Jerry Jones has someone that he can handle.
Absolutely.
Can't do that with Parcells. No. Can do that with Barry Switzer or Johnson.
Yeah.
This is the kind of guy that he can work with in Jason Garrett, unfortunately.
Yeah, that puppet ruler. Prime example of what Jerry Jones is looking for. We'll ask a friend about Kevin Durant, his tiff with Draymond Green, and the future. That's next on ESPN Radio.
Hey, college football fans, Kirk Herbstreit here. Whether you're homegating or tailgating this season, score big on game day eats with Eckrich Smoked Sausage. And now you can enter the 2019 Road to the National Championship sweepstakes. You can join me at the College Football Playoff National Championship in Santa Clara, California, for a chance to throw to win $1 million. To enter and learn more, visit EckridgeFootball.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 12/20/18. Contest rules online.
Jonathan Hood in for Ian Fitzsimmons. Joining me, Freddie Coleman on Freddie and Fitzsimmons, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. Always good to have our boy Ryan Hollins. He's a great follow on Twitter at the Ryan Hollins. ESPN NBA and basketball analyst is here joining us. Thanks to the show, Penzo Performance Line. Before we get into Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, the TIFF, and the future of the Golden State Warriors, why would you think that you are on suspension from this program, Ryan Hollins?
I mean, college football been rolling. I haven't heard from you in a minute. I got to tweet up the show. I got to stalk you guys. Hood, I got to see what you've been putting up, Freddie. I mean, I'm just saying, man. Y'all act like NBA training camp don't really count. Like, it's like
it doesn't.
Training camp lasts all the way into December. I mean, golly.
But why would you have the authority or the temerity to say, and then put it on Twitter, to say that you are on secret probation by Freddie and Fitzsimmons? All you got to do is text me and say, hey, bro, what's going on? Did you do that before you put that on Twitter?
I KD'd this thing out, man.
You sure did.
I felt a little sensitive.
Why? Why would you feel sensitive about that for?
Because you ain't passing me the balls as I was going up court.
Oh, my God.
I was clapping for the ball. Y'all ain't swinging the basketball.
Come on, Ryan. Ryan, you know we love you as far as you know.
I was clapping for the basketball.
Oh, my God.
And free agency is up, you know?
Exactly. Oh. Yeah, bring out the violin music.
There were some choice words in the locker room between us.
There were some choice words on Twitter from that standpoint. Outside of that, because you were not on probation, we know that Kevin Durant and Draymond Green are not going to put themselves on probation. You've been in locker rooms. You understand dynamics. How much of this is really going to still be a part of the dynamic between Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, and Golden State?
In regards to player-to-player reaction,
yeah,
it would be nothing. It would be done within a few games or a week. Nobody would know about it. But the fact that it hit the front page, fellas, are you hearing me? The front page of the newspaper, the organization, I'm old school, I said newspaper, I know, we live in an online era, and the organization set a fine. We were talking with David West on Sirius XM earlier, and he echoed the same sentiments. I don't know why the organization stepped in. We've never seen this. The organization just made it a thing. This wasn't a thing. I've seen worse in locker rooms. I've seen fights. I've seen brawls. I've seen screaming matches. And as soon as the media steps in, everybody shuts up. And the fact that this incident leaked out, it got bigger than it ever should have been. Now it's awkward. This was did you watch the game, fellas? Against the Rockets, it was awkward.
It was.
It is completely affecting the team.
If Steph Curry is healthy, or if he was on the bench at that point in time, would any of this be an issue? Would it be squashed?
Absolutely. And let's rewind just to a basketball sense. KD was playing KD basketball, which means hold the ball, take some shots, and the rest of the four guys stand. Draymond knows that KD basketball is not Warriors basketball, and KD feels a whole lot more entitled now that Steph Curry's not there. So not only is it just on the court that Steph Curry will make a difference, but as you said, Hood, if he's out the court, this never happens. This never happens.
Here's something else with that, and I'm with you in terms of Steph Curry. He's the one that everybody is going to follow. He's the one that everybody's going to pay attention. From my standpoint, he's always been the most important player, the most critical player in that basketball team, no matter how great of a scorer that Kevin Durant is. They've allowed themselves that Kevin Durant is such an efficient shot maker. They're okay with that because he does so many other things that they could not have anticipated. Playing defense, guarding the rim, showing the ability to pass the basketball. So he's become more of a fabric of Golden State and how they play. But so has Golden State done the same thing. And it's not to placate him, Ryan. To me, it's been all about making sure these two things are going to work together, even though they're opposite ends of the spectrum, how they play basketball, how they're effective in basketball. What do you think about that?
What's so tough when it comes to this dynamic is because Draymond is the glue, and fellas, forgive me if I'm wrong. Draymond's best feature is not just what he does on the court, but that he's outspoken.
Yep, I agree.
And I know player to player, man to man, ego to ego, this man is going to be outspoken as he can be. But when you start talking about that paycheck or the people that actually allow you to wear the Golden State Warriors jersey, step in and have something to say, he's not going to be the same guy. He's going to have in the back of his mind, and I don't think Draymond's ultimately going to change, but he's going to be like, dang, y'all really ain't with me. Y'all ain't with us. As I was before KD was here, the guy who was with the fabric of this team, and we kind of built what we are, this superstar-like historical franchise, a team of players, and y'all come in and y'all suspend me? Y'all wave me? I just tell you from a player being in the locker room, that changes things, man. And when you see the organization take sides, and not just take sides with Kevin Durant, but a guy who's not even going to be there ultimately next year, very likely not going to be there, that changes the dynamic. And it's beyond Draymond Green. I know Clay is feeling that. I know Steph is thinking twice. There's some things that got to get ironed out.
Real quick, Ryan Howell, ESPN NBA analyst with Freddie Coleman and Jonathan Hood on Freddie and Fitzsimmons and ESPN Radio. What do you mean more than likely he's not going to be there?
I can't see KD coming back. If I had my last $1,000 or my last whatever in my wallet to bet, whatever it may be, last 50 cents, I would say that Kevin Durant will not be a Warrior next year. And that you kind of throw Draymond under the bus, because the best thing from the organization is just step out of it. Step away from it. And essentially, Draymond can even probably petition and get that money back, because I know from playing with KD, KD says some things to that man. KD, when you're playing against him and you're competing, he's a trash talker. And just even beyond that, man, like let them dudes iron it out. The way we grew up playing ball, a lot of inner city guys, you talk trash, you express your feelings. It may not be the best way to do it, but guys like that play better after that. Unfortunately, that's how we iron out problems as inner city ball players on, you know, that grew up playing in the streets. And when you take that element away from us, even though there's millions and billions of dollars that are intertwined in that, you mess up the whole flow, man. And KD's definitely not innocent. I mean, he disrespected that man. I know KD was playing well. Maybe he felt like he should have had the ball. And darn it, I don't mind that. But you clapping for the ball and running his man like he's a scrub?
I said the same thing. Disrespectful.
So, Ryan, do you foresee the Golden State Warriors brass making a choice between Draymond Green and Kevin Durant at the end of the season?
I don't think it's that far. If for some odd reason, and this would be a crazy scenario, KD goes to the front office and says, him or me, and there's actually an opportunity for him to stay, bye-bye, Draymond. Bye-bye. You know what I'm saying? But I doubt that KD's reluctant to even express that he's going to stay or, hey, let's – KD don't even say we're focused on the season at hand. He just says, I don't know. We'll see when we get there. You know what I'm saying? So the organization can't even necessarily make that commitment. But right now they made as strong of a commitment as we've ever seen in the NBA to a guy who you're not even certain is going to be there. I mean, this even trumps the Clippers firing Bruce Bowen for making statements about Kawhi Leonard a year out of free agency. You know what I'm saying?
Bingo!
So this is another step. Oh, my God.
Ryan Hollins, ESPN NBA analyst, joining us here on Freddie and Fitzsimmons with Jonathan Hood. I'm Freddie Coleman. What has gotten into Kyrie Irving since he got his haircut?
Kyrie knows it's time, man. The team has been struggling. There were so many expectations, and right now they look like a bunch of empty promises. And we, all of us, there's no one that looks at that Boston team, looks at the Eastern Conference, and even looks at Golden State, especially where they are right now, and doesn't think that Boston has a chance. And if you remember, the whole sole reason, whether it was just lip service or talk or whatever it was, Kyrie said he wants to be his own man. He wants to have his own team. And right now he has that opportunity. Even though it looked like those young Bucks had surpassed him and they didn't necessarily need him, they need Kyrie Irving. And he's found a way to step it up. He was just absolutely amazing tonight, explosive. But Kyrie's kind of figured it out because they're struggling, man, and there's no reason with that talent they should have the record right now that they do.
76ers beat the Utah Jazz, Ryan, and Jimmy Butler had a terrific game. How does Jimmy Butler's all-around game boost the 76ers?
okay, so I'm a history major, right? At UCLA, mm-hmm. so every time something happens, you got to look back to the history.
Right.
And if you look at last year's playoffs, Philadelphia, Simmons, obviously we know he's a non-shooter, but once he penetrated and got into the lane and hit out to Sarge, Covington, Redick, you have guys that cannot create their own shots. Great standstill shooters and in amidst 3-and-D guys, maybe show and go, get to the rim, but you don't have guys that can create their own shot. And when you bring in an element of a Jimmy Butler, once Simmons does his thing and you kick out, he can get to the rim, he can create his own shot, he can post up, and he's clutch and he'll finish something in the fourth quarter. Not to mention, you get Markelle Fultz off the floor at the same time with Ben Simmons.
Amen.
With those two on the floor at the same – Freddie, come on, Hood, at the same time, dog?
Yeah.
That's bad business. I mean, Markelle Fultz, no disrespect. I hope he ends up being a baller, the best of it right now. He ain't doing too much. He's a liability on the basketball floor.
Especially when he's shooting free throws. He has got worse form than Charles Barkley swinging a golf club. That's how bad it is for him at the free throw line. Hey, don't look at me that way. You've all seen the tape. I promise you're not on probation anymore. So you're invited back sooner than soon. Does that make you feel better, Kevin Durant? I mean, Ryan Hollins.
That makes me feel better. I don't have to go and tell Joe Lacob, I have to shoot that text out to Lacob.
Hey,
he called me some choice words in the huddle, man. That Hood and that and Freddie Coleman, man.
Don't be crying on Instagram.
Amen.
I'll be checking you on Instagram. And don't be crying about us.
And don't have your brother get involved in your fight either, man. Don't have that happening either. Ryan, have a great holiday, two-part. Have a great Thanksgiving as well.
Fellas, it was a blast. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. Ryan Hollins, ESPN NBA analyst. He is a great follow on Twitter at TheRyanHollins. If you missed what he had to say about the future, Kevin Durant, that may not include staying with Golden State, subscribe to the Freddie and Fitzsimmons podcast. You can do that in the Listen tab of the ESPN app and wherever you get your podcasts. It is time for you to get your friends on. 15 seconds or less, a pleasure, courtesy of the Frenzy at 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Whatever is on your mind in the world of sports, Jonathan Hood and Freddie Coleman want to hear what you have to say in 15 seconds or less at 888-729-3776. You go beyond 15 seconds, well,
next!
And we'll move on to somebody else and leave you in the background. 888-729-3776. Be a part of the Frenzy. Be a part of it now on ESPN Radio.
Scared me.
AARP can help you become your healthiest self. It's why we offer health tips for your body and your brain. So take on today and every day with AARP. Learn how at takeontoday.aarp.
He's Jonathan Hood in for Ian Fitzsimmons. I'm Freddie Coleman on Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. It is time for you to take over the network. That means it's time for you to get your frenzy on in 15 seconds or less. At 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Why are you laughing in the background?
I'm just funny. We're not even doing the show from D.C. We're playing go-go music.
Of course.
Doing the butt. I love it.
Exactly. A little EU. It's good for the show. It's good for the soul. And damn it, it's good for the country as far as I'm concerned.
Chris
Mitchell will handle the tracks. You bring the funk and the facts, and together it's going to be a good frenzy. Thank you very much. Matthew in California, get the frenzy going.
The Saints will win The Saints will win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Kevin Porter of USC will be a force, and not only for USC in the winning of the Pac-12, but in the NCAA tournament when a USC will make the Elite Eight. And, Freddie, I was wrong. The L.A. Chargers will win a playoff game when I called you.
You know, with the Chargers, for example, I love the USC college basketball getting on early because, yeah, Porter's really, really good for that basketball team. Andy Enfield has his players now. But when it comes to the Chargers, we talk about terrific teams in the NFL. We never seem to talk about that team. The Los Angeles Chargers are really, really good.
We talk about offensive geniuses as head coaches, and look what's happening now with this Chargers team. Again, we look at Phillip Rivers, and we don't laugh at him anymore. Usually he's right up against 60 minutes and got to go down the length of the field, fourth and 13, and the interception. Not anymore with this Chargers team.
John in Nebraska, what you got for the frenzy, my friend?
If 2 through 4 win out and Alabama loses to Georgia, who gets in? And I think Earl sleeps Garcia in that boxing match. Let me hear your take.
Wow. Boxing making the program, Jonathan Hood. Well done. I think Garcia is going to get him, though.
I agree with that. I think that a one-loss Alabama team still makes the Final Four.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. I'm with you. Even if they lose to Auburn, which they're not, even if they lose an SEC championship game, the committee is not going to move them out of the top four. I'm completely with you on that one. And plus, Alabama has that cachet. And who doesn't want to see Nick Saban maybe potentially play Mike Leach in Washington State in an NCAA Final Four? Just for the press conferences alone, if everything breaks right. At least that's what I'm hoping for.
It'd be so great.
Wouldn't it be? Nick Saban on one side and Mike Leach, the court jest, on the other side. Please let this happen, college football gods. I didn't get the pony I wanted for Christmas, 8 years of age. Please let me have this Christmas season. Mike Leach and Nick Saban in the same game having press conferences. That's all I'm asking. John in Ohio, what you got, my friend, for the frenzy? Oh, John's going, okay, let's go to Chris in St. Louis. Chris, what you got for the frenzy?
Hey, if you ever see the amount of Chiefs fans at a Charger game, one can only imagine the number of Chiefs games of going down Monday night. Also, got a song request. Daisy Dukes on the break. Thanks, guys.
Maybe next week we can do a little Daisy Dukes for you. Wow. Taking requests.
I love that. A little Daisy Dukes. Yeah, absolutely.
WESPN Radio. 40 minutes of nonstop music.
I'm all for that. See, he's calling from St. Louis, so that's on a loop down there. You got to understand that now.
Wow, okay.
You got to understand that. There's like four or five hip-hop stations in St. Louis, so that music is still going on right now in St. Louis. Like it's, you know, 2000.
Yeah, he's right about Chiefs fans showing up at the L.A. Coliseum on Monday night, ESPN, 8:15 Eastern time, 5:15 on the West Coast. Opposing fans, they love invading buildings, especially when it comes to being in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a fun atmosphere when the Rams and Chiefs get together in Los Angeles on Monday night. By the way, Snoop Dogg, he's guaranteed to be there. He's going to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. What's the best way to celebrate at a game like that where everybody's going to be giving you attention? Unbelievable. Couldn't have planned that any better if you were ESPN and the ESPN app having that game on Monday night in Los Angeles and not in Mexico City. Hayden in Orange County, hit it on the frenzy, my friend, on ESPN Radio.
Hey, Freddie, how you doing tonight?
Good, partner. How are you?
Not too bad. So I wanted to talk about LeBron. I know he put his stamp on the game the other night. But the numbers coming out of the West, everybody says, oh, the West plays faster than the East. You know, this is going to be...
You know, not anymore. The East, everybody's playing fast now. And I don't want to say it's just the Golden State-ization of the NBA. They clearly had an influence, although Mike D'Antoni has been doing this for a while when he was with the Phoenix Suns. But the East, everybody is playing that way. It's made for a better NBA. It's also made it that much harder, in my opinion, for LeBron James and the Lakers to at least do something in the West this season. Maybe next year, but not this year.
I guess he looks at the Lakers from the standpoint is they don't play with enough pace for him. Listen, they'll be able to catch up. And sometimes it's not always half court, Freddie. I mean, again, it's LeBron James. He is a guy that can get it done. Fast break points. They've got young wings on that team as well. Don't worry about the speed. They'll be fine.
They still need knockdown shooters.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have that right now. But then again, LeBron making everybody better, making closer shots to the basket. Yeah, being on that winning streak was the perfect elixir for them because we don't need LeBron James cracking at the free throw line like he said not too long ago when things were not going well earlier this season, at least the early part of the season for the Lakers. Clayton in Ohio, hit it.
Hey, what's up, man? I just want to know about Mike McCarthy and the Packers. Are the Packers going to let Mike McCarthy walk, and will they get Josh McDaniels because they got Gutherz up front in the office?
You know, Josh McDaniels is going to get an NFL job. That would be the perfect job for him where you get a chance to have the relationship with the quarterback that he has in New England with Tom Brady. Here's something else, though, with that. With Mike McCarthy, when he said, I'm just worried about 2018, I'm not worried about anything else after that, to me, Jonathan, that sounds like a guy that clearly knows if it doesn't continue to go well, he is not going to be the coach of the Green Bay Packers. They'll let him ride out the season, but then after that, no playoffs, no Mike McCarthy anymore.
Sometimes it's good to be able to have a divorce in that situation because McCarthy's been there so long. It's just time for a fresh set of eyes on that offense. And besides, McCarthy's waiting for the Browns job next year.
Oh, jeez. That's what it is?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, if that helps you.
Probably.
If that allows you to sleep well at night, Jonathan Hood, that he's waiting for the Cleveland Browns job, because not too many people have said that have had the pedigree that Mike McCarthy has had as a Super Bowl champion coach with the Green Bay Packers.
Got to start someplace. Got to eat. Why not Cleveland?
Well, there are only a certain amount of head coaching jobs. Let the truth be told. I can't dispute that on that one from you, especially if Green Bay and Mike McCarthy go their opposite ways. Speaking of that, the waste of Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay could lead to the demise of Mike McCarthy as head coach, and there's the demise of this coach in the NFL. That's next on ESPN Radio.
If you're a smoker, you know switching isn't easy. You've tried vapes and e-cigs. They just didn't deliver the satisfaction you expected. But Juul is different. It's not an e-cigarette. It's a vapor product that actually satisfies. Plus, Juul is simple to use, and there's no cigarette ash and no lingering odor. As a smoker, you expect a certain nicotine experience, right? Juul delivers. Give Juul a try. Check out juul.com/sports. Switch and be satisfied. Yes, you can do both. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.